Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines. And in addition to the debate that is beginning and intensifying on Capitol Hill over health care reform, which we discussed in the previous segment with Congressman Shattuck, one of the biggest stories emanating from Washington is also the biggest story in the manufacturing world as the president, Barack Obama, announces that Chrysler is entering into an expedited version of Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The president made the announcement as the 30 days were up for Chrysler to prove its viability. In the end, the president says he's optimistic about Chrysler's future, although he says that Chapter 11 will be necessary. One of the stipulations the president outlined a month ago has been met. He says there is a deal in place between Chrysler and European automaker Fiat.
It's a partnership that the federal government will support by making additional loans that are consistent with what I outlined last month.
And the president says in addition to that merger, he also believes that Chrysler will emerge stronger from Chapter 11, and in the end, he has high hopes for the company's future.
Chrysler and Fiat have formed a partnership that has a strong chance of success. It's a partnership that will save more than 30,000 jobs at Chrysler and tens of thousands of jobs at suppliers, dealers, and other businesses that rely on this company.
The president says he got tremendous cooperation from Chrysler executives, Fiat executives, labor unions, workers, and more, but he says he was disappointed that Chrysler's creditors did not come through.
A group of investment firms and hedge funds decided to hold out for the prospect of an unjustified taxpayer-funded bailout. They were hoping that everybody else would make sacrifices and they would have to make none.
But those the president accuses of failing to play ball in this situation are holding most of the debt for the failing automaker. And we'll hear from John Berlaw of the Competitive Enterprise Institute later this hour as to why they have held out the way they have. Meanwhile, the president says the American people can do their part in shoring up Chrysler and other domestic automakers by buying American.
If you are considering buying a car, I hope it will be an American car. I want to remind you that if you decide to buy a Chrysler, your warranty will be safe because it is backed by the United States government.
So what is the reaction in the automotive world? Michael Duchesne is the executive editor at Car and Driver, and he says this bankruptcy filing by Chrysler is a defining moment for the industry.
Chrysler narrowly avoided bankruptcy once before, but a car company like this entering bankruptcy is pretty unprecedented.
Meanwhile, the president, as you heard just a moment ago, says a deal is basically done between Chrysler and Fiat, but Duchesne says that arrangement is not going to happen anytime soon.
And the Fiat merger or partnership will take years to bring new vehicles to the U.S. This is not a 2009 or probably a 2010 solution.
In a move eerily similar to one we saw just a few weeks ago, the CEO of Chrysler will be out once this Chapter 11 bankruptcy restructuring is complete. You know, the Obama administration forced out Rick Wagoner at General Motors. Now Bob Nardelli will be out at Chrysler. Longtime auto journalist Jerry Flint says, yes, the government will probably pick the next CEO of Chrysler.
It's no great loss. That's okay. It's not like the Wagoner thing. Nardelli was always, you might say, temporary help. But look, it's that old rule. The guy that pays the bills calls the shot.
Ford Motor Company calls the announcement that Chrysler is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy an important development during an unprecedented period for the auto industry and the global economy. A statement from Ford shares the president's hope that the bankruptcy will be controlled and quick. In other news, a bill to curb credit card abuses has passed the U.S. House of Representatives. Among those in favor of the plan, Colorado Democrat Ed Perlmutter.
Americans are tired of opening their monthly credit card bill and noticing that their interest rate has jumped from 8% to 15% for no reason.
The Democratic bill includes a ban on retroactive interest rate hikes and requires a 45-day notice on rate hikes. A similar bill is pending in the Senate. Texas Republican Pete Sessions says Democrats just want to nationalize the nation's financial institutions.
This legislation allows for the federal government to micromanage the way credit card companies and banking industry does its business. This is not a solution for the ailing economy.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones losing 18 points to close at 8168. The S&P 500 losing less than a point at 873. The NASDAQ gained 5 points to finish at 1717. Oil up 15 cents to $51.12 per barrel. A little bit of damage control for the White House today on the issue of the swine flu. After days of saying there's no reason for alarm and Americans should wash their hands a lot and cover their mouths when they cough and sneeze, they should go about their daily lives. Apparently, Vice President Joe Biden didn't get the message when he spoke with NBC's Today Show.
I wouldn't go anywhere in confined places now. It's not that it's going to Mexico. It's you're in a confined aircraft. When one person sneezes, it goes all the way through the aircraft. I would not be at this point if they had another way of transportation, suggesting they ride the subway.
Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the administration apologizes if anyone was unduly alarmed by Biden's comments. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, we'll find out whether church-going Americans or the federal government gives more to assist developing nations. We'll hear why a U.S. bankruptcy court may be the last best hope to stop the government from permanently controlling the auto industry. And when we come back, John Gizzi. Stay with us.